Hey everyone, I'm Ashley Banfield, and this is Drop Dead Serious. There is a story out of Indiana that has been driving people nuts because nobody seems to be able to explain it, and I'm telling you, I certainly can't. It's about a mom named Brittany Gard. She vanished for 8 days right after her house caught fire. Her car was still in the driveway. Her purse was still inside the house. She had just told her 13-year-old daughter that she would see her at the school volleyball game. But she was a no-show for the volleyball game, and she was a no-show for everything else for the next week. Brittany was just gone. If you ask her family, this was not like Brittany. She never missed her daughter's games, and understandably, they feared the worst, that Brittany had been kidnapped or, God forbid, killed. For about 8 days, police treated this like it was an abduction, because what else could it be? But the truth ended up being a lot more complex than that, and we're still not all the way there to the truth. And everything that's been happening since is so strange. Brittany was not in another state. She wasn't trapped somewhere far away. She was right there, hidden in a nature preserve, 2.5 miles from her home in Bainbridge, Indiana, just west of Indianapolis. Now, to be fair, we don't know if she was there the whole time or if she just ended up there on day 8. But day 8 is when the 911 call came into the police. And it didn't take them but a minute to figure out exactly where she was in those woods. And just like that, Brittany Gard was found. Her family got an alert that her phone switched on. But hold your horses, because we now know a little bit more. The Putnam County Sheriff's Office dropped a little bombshell. Who called 911 to report Brittany in the woods, 2.5 miles from her home? If you can believe it, it was Brittany herself. Brittany Gard called 911 from her own cell phone, which apparently had been in her possession the whole time that she's been gone. When they rescued her, she was taken to a hospital for evaluation, where still as of this podcast recording, she is in the hospital. And I'm recording this the night after she's found, more than 26 hours later. But that isn't the end of the story. Far from it. Brittany Gard was gone somewhere, somehow, for 8 days. But there were local, state, and national search parties that worked their tails off looking for her. The folks of Putnam County will never forget the all-out blitz on their community to help find this missing mom of two. Police and volunteers and family and friends blanketed the town and the surrounding cornfields, searching 75 acres of cornfields row by row. Can you imagine how painstaking that was? They put out divers in the ponds. They put drones up in the sky. One neighbor even shot down a drone in this whole search effort. And I haven't even mentioned Gard's kids yet. Her 25-year-old son and her 13-year-old daughter were every bit as distraught as you'd imagine. Other relatives flew in from like all over the country. And what about that fire? The fire at her house? Before last night, Brittany Gard was seen last on September 30th. Again, she was supposed to be at her daughter's volleyball game the next day, October 1st, but she didn't show up. Again, very unlike Brittany. That same day, the house caught fire. But the mystery deepens because the sheriff's office said, there is no threat to the public. No suspects, no evidence of a kidnapping. Their exact words, there is no threat to the general public. But here's the thing, they're still calling the house fire suspicious. So if nobody took her, who lit the fire? And if she had her phone the whole time, why wait 8 days to use it to call for help? Why be gone without a trace for 8 days in the first place? So that's the official story. And if you're like me, you might be feeling a little bit of deja vu right about now, because hi, not naming any names here, but Sherry Papini, She wound us all up in her missing person odyssey that lasted 3 weeks in California. It was a blockbuster story right across the country. They even made a huge docuseries about it. She claimed that she'd been kidnapped and tortured by two Hispanic women, but it was all a lie. And we gave Sherry Papini the benefit of the doubt the whole time that she was gone, even for several weeks after she was found, all injured and shaved and branded and bruised and chained. Remember that? And then we learned the truth, that we'd been had. Now, I'm not saying that is what happened to Brittany Gard. Far from it. There could be a very good explanation for this. I just can't for the life of me, searching every annal of my mind, I can't figure it out. But these circumstances are so strange. Even Brittany's family can't wrap their heads around it tonight. They did tell us that she was in a confused state when she was found. They also said that she's not recovering as quickly as they thought she might be. Earlier today on my News Nation show, shout out to News Nation, I do a show every night, Monday to Friday anyway, 10 p.m. Eastern, called Banfield. And earlier on my show tonight, I spoke with Tim Sanders. Tim is the general manager of the Nexstar affiliate WTWO in Terre Haute, Indiana. He was out there in those same woods where Brittany was found, and he says the whole thing just does not add up. Here's our conversation.
Where does the story stand tonight? Do you have any more resolution to it than I introduced in the first part of the show?
Yeah, Ashley, there's a lot of questions, even for the family. I just spoke with them just a little bit ago, and they said they still have got a lot of questions to be answered. So they're still working with authorities on those questions that they're asking. Currently, Brittany is still at the hospital right now as we speak.
And then I heard somewhere, and I'm not sure whether it was a conjecture or a family member who said that she was found in a confused state. Can you tell me if that's accurate and maybe, you know, elucidate a little more on that?
Yeah, so we're out here now, and as you can see, it's now getting down to 45 degrees. We had on Monday night, we had some rain move through the area. It's been pretty hot, but till now, on Monday and then Tuesday, the temperatures are dropping pretty cold. And if she's been out here basically this entire time, and family members are not sure, was she here the entire time? They're still asking that question. But they are saying, you know, she's been out here, and if someone's been out here with no water, no food, she's been in a very confused state.
Well, it would make sense. And certainly if it's 45 degrees, she'd be terribly cold. I'm not sure hypothermia would settle in at that point. But is there any explanation coming from anyone as to how she ended up just gone for 8 days without any notice to family or friends or kids, and then suddenly just turned up with her own phone calling for help?
Yeah, I mean, as you can imagine, the phone, it's a lot of people are asking the question of, you know, how was her phone able to turn back on after 8 days? Well, the phone was turned off the entire time because they were actually tracking that phone. So as you noticed, with a press release today coming from the sheriff's department, they did announce that she was the one that made that 911 call for help. And when that phone dials 911, the family members have that connected somehow, where when 911's dialed, it actually alerts them on their phones so that they knew then that her phone had been turned back on. And once they got a hold of authorities, they said that they had her. And as you can see back here, I mean, it's tonight, it's cold, it's very dark. I couldn't imagine being out here. If she was in this location for that 7 to 8 days, it's completely pitch black out here. There's a lot of woods. And one of the neighbors actually drove by here right before we went live, and she was shocked that she was found here. She told us there's a lot of elderly that love to walk this park during the day. So they were kind of shocked that she was actually found here, because there is a lot of traffic in this area during the daytime.
Okay, so help me out there, Tim, because now I'm starting to think, like, maybe she went for a walk in the nature preserve and got lost and couldn't make her way out. But that sounds nutty to me, given that it's only 2.5 miles to her house. Can you see any way that that's possible? You know that terrain better than anybody. Could somebody go in there for a walk and be lost for 8 days?
I don't think you could be lost for 8 days. I mean, you could start walking in a certain direction, and you're going to come out to a road somewhere. It is very wooded here, and there's a lot of cornfields on the outsides of this area, but there's no way you could be stuck in here for 8 days without, you know, if you keep walking, you're going to get out of this area.
Yeah, I figured at 2.5 miles, that's the answer I was going to get. So let me ask some tough questions here. And I know the family is probably having a tough time with this. Do we have any information about her mental health prior to disappearing? Do we have any information about potential drug use? So anything that really might help to explain this kind of very strange disappearance?
Yeah, I've been asking those same questions. I think the public's got a lot of questions of that as well. Right now, I do know she's under the doctor's care. So I've asked the questions about mental health, and I'm not really getting an answer on that. I just know that she currently is with the doctor's care, and I've not heard any information for drug use or being trouble with drugs at all. So I've asked those questions. We've asked the sheriff's department, you know, for more information. But I tried to get the sheriff to actually join us tonight, and basically he put out a statement that But he said, we have no further comment at this time about this case. We continue to confirm all information gathered during this disappearance. So we're asking those questions and hoping to get more information. I honestly thought there would be a press conference today just with a lot of media attention and being so close to Indianapolis. And so far, there's not been those answers to those questions yet.
It's just so completely vexing. I can't believe it. Okay, so obviously there was a fire that was suspicious. Those are not my words. The authorities said that. Is anyone looking at potential arson charges now? And is it possible that Brittany might be charged herself?
So right now, there's really no answer yet. Did she cause the actual fire itself? So those are the questions that we're still asking to the authorities. And we actually asked them today, has anybody been charged with anything? And so far, they're not answering that question to us just yet. Family, I know that they're still asking a lot of those questions. Was the fire actually caused by her? So those are the questions I think that we need to keep pressing to find out just to get answers.
Yeah, and why on earth she disappeared? And was there anybody else potentially involved that they don't think are boogeymen or bad guys? But I have one last question for you, Tim. Are people angry? Because I know that place was swarming with volunteers and searchers for 8 days. People dropped everything to look for this woman. And I don't think that maybe they feel as though they've got the answer they thought they were going to get when she was found. I'm just wondering about the community. Are people starting to get angry?
I think angry, maybe not really the answer to that. I think there's just a lot of people that are confused. They are just like us. They're kind of wanting the answer now with this case. It's neighbors that are close by. And I'm telling you, the big question is it's coming from the family. They want these answers as well. They're asking the same questions. They're confused and trying to get answers to these questions. And that's the big question is, like you're saying, you know, was there someone else involved? I've asked that question to the family. And right now they said they don't know. But authorities are also out there saying that there's no other suspects in this at the moment. So I think we just got to keep asking these questions, and hopefully we can get some more answers.
My great thanks to Tim Sanders, WTWO in Terre Haute, Indiana. If you're thinking that this still makes no sense, you're not alone. You are dead on. The sheriff hasn't said where Brittany was for those 8 days. What her condition was when they found her, what her mental state was, or whether she's even been able to talk about what happened to her and where she was and why she was gone for all that time. And who set the fire at her house? They've only said that she is, quote unquote, recovering. Meanwhile, that fire investigation is still open, too. That's active. We'll keep watching this one because whatever happened to Brittany Gard, it is not the simple missing woman finally found story that it sounds like. Not when there's a suspicious fire, a missing week, and silence from investigators. If the sheriff's office releases any new details or if Brittany herself decides to speak, You can be sure you're going to hear it right here. If you're watching this episode on YouTube, hit the like button. Do me a solid. Tell me what you think about this case in the comments or anything else in the comments. And if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, please make sure you follow and leave me a quick review. It is huge when you do that. It really helps to keep telling the stories that matter exactly to you. It's like bespoke podcasting. Again, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for being a part of the community. For Atlas Banfield, I'm Ashley Banfield. And remember, the truth isn't just serious. It's drop dead serious.